from KQED. Today, a bipartisan group of lawmakers known as the Gang of Eight formally filed an 844-page immigration bill on the Senate floor. Now we're off to the races. California, of course, has a lot at stake in the outcome, and not just because we're home to many of the estimated 11 million people living in this country illegally. UC Davis law professor and immigration expert Kevin Johnson.
The eight senators should be commended for trying to hammer out some concrete proposals dealing with these very complex issues, and there's room for discussion, debate, criticism, and dialogue.
Let's start with the bill's potential effect on California agriculture. Growers and farmworker advocates are applauding provisions that would provide farmworkers already in U.S. fields an expedited path to citizenship compared to the traditional green card. Arturo Rodriguez, president of the United Farm Workers Union, says the entire state would benefit if farmworkers felt free to come out of the shadows.
They have security. That means that they are also going to invest even more so in the state by buying homes and buying cars and becoming a regular part of California's economy and its future.
Now on to border security. The proposal calls for sophisticated surveillance systems, including drones, fences, and thousands of new agents patrolling the border with Mexico. That may have visceral appeal to some Americans, but a number of experts argue a quasi-military approach to border security can't deliver on its promise. University of San Diego political science professor David Shirk is one of those critics.
A very significant percentage of undocumented immigrants never cross the border. They never see the border because they come here in an airplane or they come here by other legal means, and then they overstay their visas. You're not going to solve that aspect of the problem by improving border security.
Shirk points out the system we have now in the U.S. has as much to do with employers hungry for cheap labor as it does immigrants hungry for work. The bill includes several major components, including a 13-year pathway to citizenship, new visa programs for low-skilled and high-skilled workers, tweaks to family-based visas, and a greater emphasis on employment and education skills. Emily Lamb, with Silicon Valley Leadership, gives the bill a conditional thumbs up.
The green cards, the entrepreneur visa, and of course lifting of the H-1B cap, all those things are really good, so it addresses all the major concerns. We want to see details, so that's, of course, my only hesitation.
Some people are already lining up to oppose the bill before all the details are out, really hashed out, as they will be in the coming months. Raymond Herrera is the founder of the group We the People. He opposes any legislation that would include a path to citizenship for immigrants in the country illegally.
The American people do not stand with Obama, McCain, the Gang of Eight, either the Senate or the House. These people are actually working to subvert our government, our way of life, our culture, and we will resurrect the American democracy in the favor of the American people.
According to the Washington Post, opponents of the proposal on Capitol Hill are coalescing around a strategy to kill the bill by delaying the legislative process as long as possible. That would provide the time and the opportunity to lard the bill with, quote, poison pill amendments. That's how the immigration proposal of 2007 sank before it came to the floor for a vote under the weight of unpopular amendments. President Obama is urging fast passage this time around. Charles Schumer of New York says the hope is to have the Judiciary Committee open the bill for amendments in early May and get it to the Senate floor by early June.